This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israel launched more airstrikes this morning against targets in the Gaza Strip. The AP's Joseph Krauss is in Jerusalem.
Israel launched another wave of airstrikes overnight in Gaza, targeting several sites that it said were connected to the militant Hamas group and other Palestinian armed groups. It struck a building in Gaza City that was home to libraries and educational centers linked to the Islamic University there. The residents of that building were warned ahead of time, so they all appear to have evacuated safely, but it left a huge swath of destruction on the street.
Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into Israel this morning. More than 200 people have been killed in the new fighting that began a week ago. President Biden supports a ceasefire but isn't demanding one. Here's our Sagar Magani.
In a call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says President Biden expressed support for a ceasefire but did not demand one. An administration official says that was intentional amid White House determination to back Israel's right to self-defense.
CVS and Target are the latest retailers to say vaccinated shoppers don't have to wear masks in stores. And beginning tomorrow in New York, vaccinated people will no longer have to wear masks or social distance, says Governor Cuomo. Here's our Ed Donahue.
New York has fully vaccinated about 43% of its 20 million residents. The governor says the Tribeca Film Festival will return. Radio City Music Hall will reopen to full capacity next month.
So if I'm not vaccinated, I can't go. That's right.
It took a while to get to this point.
Let's get back to life. This shutdown has caused all sorts of damage.
The New York City Marathon will return in the fall at 60% capacity. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. Capitol Police say threats to members of Congress have more than doubled this year. This is AP News. This summer, many American families will get some help from Uncle Sam. The AP's Julie Walker's got this.
39 million families are set to receive monthly child payments beginning on July 15th, according to the Treasury Department. The payments are part of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, which expanded the child tax credit for 1 year. The Biden administration estimates 88% of children nationwide are eligible. Qualified families receive up to $300 per month for each child under six, $250 per month for children 6 through 17, in most cases by direct deposit without any action required. The full payments are available for single parents making up to $75,000 a year, joint filers making up to $150,000. I'm Julie Walker.
The Dow lost 54 points yesterday. The S&P and the NASDAQ were down 2, 10 and 50 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.